Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, Steve, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Casey. How are you today?
I'm good.
How am I going to help?
So my daughter is 3 years old. She came home from preschool, and when I was buckling her in, I noticed there were scratches all down her arm, her upper arm, and when I asked her where they were from, she made a little boo-boo face and said, from Mrs. Blank. That's the same as Jennifer. So I wasn't sure how to approach that. She doesn't lie. She hasn't lied ever before. So it's kind of a weird situation to be in.
How deep were the scratches? Were they,
just surface scratches. They're almost faded now, but, you know, they're scratches nonetheless. No bleeding or anything.
So if somebody grabbed her arm, is that how it would look?
I wouldn't say, like, they're grabbing. More like fingernail scratches. Because if you grab someone's arm, it's more like, I would say, pressure marks. Like, if you're grabbing too hard, they're more like scratches, yeah.
But they didn't break the skin.
No. Just marking.
You know what? How many kids are in? This is her first day at school?
Mm-hmm. No, this is her second day. I'm sorry. Her second day.
Was she reluctant to go back? Did she go back today?
She doesn't go back until Tuesday. So it's kind of a weird schedule.
Did she seem upset by any of this?
Just when I asked her, she's made a little sad face, but otherwise she's just her normal self. And the first day went fine. She went back the second day just fine. She didn't even say bye to me. She just ran off.
Well, you got several options. First of all, kids at some point sometimes, to say she hasn't ever lied, kids at some point, the reason kids lie is the same reason adults lie, is to deal with the discrepancy between what is the case and what they wish was the case. So, you know, I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. And I don't know if she's a good reporter on it. It may just be that she bumped up against somebody. It may be one of the other kids grabbed her. Look, if you put your hand on her, do they look, is the spread a child's hand or an adult's hand, or can you tell?
They're just long. They're long scratches, like four like stripes down her arm. You know, but I can't tell what it's from necessarily.
You could have just bumped into something, and the teacher came over. I think it's so unclear, and she was it didn't break the skin. You've got two options. One is to go to the teacher and say, you know, how's the kid doing in school? And the teacher may say, well, she's a little rambunctious, or, you know, she doesn't sit in her chair, so I had to sit her. And so you'll have some explanation. The other is, in theory, and this really depends more about how you feel about anything else, is you could do nothing and see what happens. When she goes to school, that if she's not at all aversive to going to school, it's unlikely that anything that was particularly traumatic happened, right? Because, especially a three-year-old, when she's starting school, if something icky happened, she'd very likely say, I'm not going to go back there, you know, or that she's afraid,
right,
or whatever. So, there's so many cases. I was just reading about some mom who had her kid taken away from her because the kid was bruised. And it turns out the kid sort of fell down, which kids fall down all the time. I guess part of it depends on how strongly you feel about it. And I would probably, if I were the mom, if I were in your shoes, probably take my cue from her. That it wasn't, there wasn't particular, it could have been another kid. It could have just been she bumped up again. Who knows what happened.
Right.
And the problem is when kids are confronted with something, they'll tell you what they think you want to hear. And they don't view it as lying at all. They just view it as, well, mm-hmm. and especially if she doesn't mm-hmm. know. And, I mean, it may have just been that she bumped up against something or some other kid, or they were playing, you know, they were playing tag or playing swing a statue. Who knows? But the fact that yeah. she wasn't particularly upset about it means it probably wasn't anybody, that she wasn't hurt. That she wasn't traumatized by it. If it's something that bothers you and you feel that you're not going to be able to feel comfortable about sending her back there, then I just say to the teacher, she had some scratches. I don't even think you have to be subtle. Do you have any idea where they came from? If you're not particularly traumatized by it, I'd wait and see on Tuesday and understand that. I mean, you know, one of the things about being around a kid is, and I was very well aware of it, my kid would fall down. She wasn't particularly clumsy, but she'd fall down every once in a while, and kids bruise. And if a baby, if I hadn't been there and the babysitter had been there when this had happened, would I have been unhappy with the babysitter? Well, maybe, except that if you're a mom around your kid all the time, you realize that they get scratched very easily, they get bruised very easily, and it doesn't have to be anybody's really doing anything particularly traumatic.
Right,
to them.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that. I mean, she has gotten scratched up over her past 3 years. It was just her first time in this environment, yeah. and my heart dropped when she said it was a teacher, and I wasn't sure.
Well, but again,
I don't want to be one of those moms who goes.
No, I hear.
Yeah.
And I think it's perfectly okay to say to the teacher, listen, she had some scratches on her arm. Do you have any idea where it came from? But the fact is, when you say where did it came from, she may have no idea. And she just may think, well, that's what mom wants to hear is, well, the teacher was there. Or, I mean, because it doesn't sound to me she was particularly traumatized by it. She didn't say this hurt. It wasn't. She didn't break skin. She didn't say, you know, there was no pain involved with it. So who knows what happened? And the fact that she said it was the teacher doesn't necessarily mean it was the teacher, and doesn't necessarily mean she views herself as lying, that she just thought that that's what you wanted to hear, that that was the new person in her environment, or she may not even have been aware when it happened.
Okay.
So if it bothers you, if you think you're going to have a hard time sleeping, then I'd call up I'd probably go see the teacher face-to-face, because you'll get a lot more information, and just say, she had some scratches on her arm, do you have any idea about it? And
okay.
If it doesn't bother you, I'd probably wait, send her back on Tuesday, and if she has any aversion to it, then you'll have a much more concrete kind of sense that there's something may have gone on, and if she doesn't, then it probably didn't.
Okay.
All right, so you know, I'm not telling you to ignore it. I'm saying I'm willing to tune into whatever your feelings are about it, and if it's something that you feel very strongly about, I go talk to the teacher, and I talk to the teacher before the weekend. I go over today. If it's something that you think, yeah, who knows what happened? I mean, she's playing with other kids. She was on the playground. There may even have been a cat. I actually probably worry more about a cat scratch than anything else, because you can get infected. But it doesn't sound like it broke the skin.
Yeah, I know.
So it really, I'm perfectly willing to follow your gut on this one. As I said, if it doesn't feel very, very traumatic or very scary to you, I'd probably let it go. And if she has any aversion to going back to school, then that can sort of set your antenna up. If she doesn't, I probably wouldn't. But if you're feeling that it's troublesome for you, then go talk with the teacher today.
Okay.
The teacher probably is not going to remember by next week. Pardon me?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I said, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sugar. You know, part of what all of us have to do is decide where our comfort level is. And I think all of us are, especially when it comes to our kids, are running kind of a continuing balance between being understanding and objective, and being paranoid and protective. veering in one direction or the other is not a very good idea. If we are too laissez-faire, does that mean that we're turning a blind eye to something that could be harmful to our kids? On the other hand, if we're too protective and paranoid, does that mean that we're seeing horrible stuff where none exists? And are we going to not only accuse people who are completely innocent, but sort of send our kids the message that the world is a scary and dangerous place, and the only people that you can really trust are mom and maybe dad. So sort of ask yourself, as exactly, as Lisa did, you know, what's really going on here? What do I think the likelihood is? And you could hear that that she'd said that the kids scratch very easily, and to just sort of say, look, do you have any idea what happened here? As much to rule out some treatable cause. It could have been another kid. It could have been a rough fingernail. It could have been, you know, who knows, a zipper on a kid's hoodie, whatever. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's exactly what Heather has done. 855-993-7569. Madam, you're on the air. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How may I help you, kiddo?
I just have a question on how to handle a rude family member over Christmas.
Okay.
Was invited by my brother to Christmas dinner, you know, weeks prior. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really sure. I said, you know, I don't know yet, but probably. Because that's usually where my sister and I end up going, because our parents are long deceased.
Okay.
And we're both single, so we don't have other families.
Okay.
Christmas Day, I had also been invited to my best friend's family's house. So I wasn't really sure. I was going to try to go to both, but mm-hmm. they lived far enough apart, and they were both having dinner at the same time, so I had to choose. So I chose to go to my brother's. So I called that morning to tell my sister-in-law that, you know, I will be there later. And her response was, oh, I thought you were going to your friend's. I said, well, I was going to, but I thought I hadn't seen you guys for a while, and I would rather have dinner with you guys. And she
Let me tell you what the problem is. All right, put yourself in the position of being a hostess, okay? And you invite me to a party. And it's not a cocktail party. It's a sit-down dinner. And let's say it's your birthday party, or it's a big deal for you. You're going to go to a lot of work. And you say, Joy, would you like to come to my party? And I say, probably. Right then, the ruff on the back of your neck is going to go up. Because you're thinking, what am I, chop liver? She may not be able to come. She may come. But, you know, she needs to make a decision. Because what it sounds like at that moment when I say maybe is I'm shopping for a better offer. So if nothing better comes along, I'll come there. And that's going to hurt your feelings. Now, if I'm not sure, what I can say is, Heather, I would love to come. I just, you know, I tentatively told my friend who likes to stand on his head on Christmas Eve that I would come and help him balance. And give me 2 days. And this is hopefully like a week before Christmas. And I will let you know definitively within 48 hours. Because I've still said maybe, but I've said you're important. There's something else that I have already committed to. I'd rather be with you. Give me. And now you may say, Joy, look, you know, I need to go and buy the turkey today. And so I need to know whether to buy a 5-pound turkey or a 40-pound turkey. So you need to tell me. I mean, so we can negotiate it. But once I say maybe, I've thrown the whole thing into disarray. I haven't said yes. I haven't said no. I haven't given you any reason why I wouldn't do it. And I haven't given you a cutoff date. So I think you're well within. And look, part of it, my dear, is in some ways you were shopping for a better date. You know, you're saying, well, if somebody else, something better comes along, maybe I'll do that. That's going to hurt people's feelings. And that's what happened with your sister-in-law. So she wasn't being rude as much as hurt.
I see.
And you called at the last moment, which made it feel even more so that you went into the last possible second, hoping that you would get a better offer.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't my intention.
No, I know it wasn't. But I'm just telling you from her point of view how it felt.
I would think that she knows me well enough over the last 40 years that she would know that.
You can't do that, though. In the same way that you could say, well, I know Joy, I listen to her every day, that if you invite me to a party and I say maybe, I've hurt your feelings. Just right at that moment, because you're saying, look, I invited you, say yes or say no, or at least get, you know, what does maybe mean? Because for you, it's a big deal. You're having to clean the bathrooms, you're having to buy food, you're having to cook for me. And it's not that I should necessarily say, oh, my God, Heather, that's the most fantastic thing. You are such a fabulous person. Even though there's a part of you that thinks exactly that when you're a hostess. So, gee, people should be glad. I'll tell you what. Well, every once in a while I used to have a party and someone would say, I'd say, look, can you come for dinner on Wednesday? And they'd say, what are you serving? And to which I got so hurt the first couple of times that by the time they showed up, I was so angry with them that I finally learned to say, if someone said, you know, look, can you come for dinner on Saturday? And they said, what are you serving? I'd say, nothing you would like. I mean, you know, I don't need to be treated. I'm not a restaurant. I'm not a hotel. I'm not a takeout joint. I'm inviting you to come and spend some time with me. And I'm picking up the food. I'm cleaning my house. I'm inviting you. And the answer is either, yes, I'd love to. What can I bring? Or, gee, I would love to, but I'm already spoken for. You know, can we make some other date? Maybe falls into the I'm shopping for a better offer. So here's what you're going to do, Sugar Plum. You're going to call your sister-in-law. Did you go there for Christmas? Sounds like you did.
Mm-hmm. And I was stupid and cheerful all
good.
Day.
Good girl. I would add to this a little bit, because this is a long-term relationship, and you care about her and you care about your brother. And call and say, you know what? It occurs to me that I was not the world's best guest. I was not my gracious self. And what happened about your friend? Why did you go to your sister-in-law's rather than your friend's?
Because I wanted to spend Christmas with them instead.
Okay. I would call up and say, you know what? What I should have said was give me a couple of let me just think about it and see. Let me get back to you. Can I call you back in an hour? And then you would have had, you could have processed, you know what? I'd much rather spend it with my brother and his sister-in-law. First of all, you should have processed it quicker. You should have given the excuse to process it so it wasn't the maybe. And then process it sooner. Part of it was just the time frame. Because what's she supposed to do? So I would call her up and just say, you know what? That was me at my least gracious. I apologize. It was a great time. And thank you so much for inviting me. And I just was, you know, I was just in my kind of holiday meltdown, you know, woe is me kind of phase, but I shouldn't have taken that on you. And I really apologize. And you will feel better and she will think you're adorable. And I'll think
you're
adorable.
Good idea.
And you are adorable. All right. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 855. You too, Sugar. 855-99-DR-JOY. Yeah, invitations. You need to understand that somebody offering you an invitation is in a very vulnerable position because they're basically saying, "Do you want to spend time with me? Do you want to do something with me?" Right. So saying maybe is not gracious. And if you're going to say no, I mean, if you think this person's a creep, you still don't want to say maybe because you don't want someone that you have no intention in hell. If they were the last person in the world you would spend any time with them, you don't want to lead them on. They may be creepy, but there's no reason for you to be creepy. I mean, it's not, you know, the two creeps don't make a nice person. My mother would be so proud of that. So the idea is say either yes or no. And you can certainly say, gee, thank you, I would have loved to, I just can't. Or... And as I said, it's perfectly okay to buy yourself a little bit of time. Once when someone came and said, can you come for dinner on Wednesday? And I said, sure. They said, can you bring a main dish for eight? And, you know, I invite that kind of, you know, I know, it's a problem. So in that particular case, I've learned to say, when they say, can you come for dinner on Wednesday? I say, yeah, you know, let me check my schedule. I don't have it with me right now. Can I call you right back? And so they usually will then say, can you bring a main dish by then? And so I can say, oh, gee, I'd love to. I can't. A main dish for eight? And I think I was also supposed to bring a dessert and whatever I wanted to drink. What the deal is the party? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Are you telling me to take cover?
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We have an email that we've been hoping to get to, so can we do it right here?
Let's do it right here.
Let's do it right here.
Very quick email, but a good question. This person actually chose to, they want to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
But they ask, Dr. Joy, please tell me how I can ask my boss for a raise. Please don't use my name because other people from the same company I work for also listen to the show. Thanks so much for your advice.
Well, bless your heart for listening to the show. Hopefully you're not doing brain surgery when you're listening to the program, but, you know, whatever. Okay. How do you ask the boss for a raise? First of all, you don't do it at the water cooler. You don't do it at the Christmas party. This is a serious, formal
request, and so you make an appointment, number one. But you do some preparatory work before. And the first thing that you should do, for all of us should be doing, is documenting things that are going well and things that not go so well. But and there are a number of ways of doing that. For example, just sending off an email saying, you know, the customer, or forwarding an email. Let's say that you're in sales temporarily. It's going to apply to anything, but sales was just the first thing that occurred to me, that you're in sales. So you might get in the habit of, on a weekly basis, just sending your boss or your supervisor, whomever, whatever your figures are. And if you're in sales, those are probably already asked for. But you keeping a copy of them is not a bad idea. And also, if a customer sends you a letter of praise, forwarding, either keeping that in the file, or even better, forwarding it to your boss, saying just FYI. If your boss sends you an email where someone's complaining about something, make sure that it doesn't go in the circular file, that you deal with it and send your boss the result. For example, if someone called and said that that you were late in your deliveries, that you get in touch with that customer. You hopefully don't explain, but suggest that it'll never happen again, and that response. So essentially, you document your successes, and you want to make sure that if your boss is aware of some of your feelings, that your boss is at least aware of how you've dealt with them, that you've learned from them, or that you've dealt with a customer, whatever. In other words, popping in to your boss's office and assuming that he or she is aware of what you're doing may not be a very accurate assumption, especially when it comes to forking over more green, because unless it's a very small company, they may very likely have to go to somebody above them. So make it easy for them to do what you want them to do, which is to say yes. So document it. And you can do graphs, you can do a little presentation, you can have a handout. So it's not, because when you're going in and asking your boss for a raise, you're not saying, "Do you love me?" You're saying, "I'm competent. I do a good job." You also need to have some documentation, which doesn't hurt, about how many other people have gotten raises, or how long it's been since you've got a raise, or what the industry standard is, which is not a bad thing to learn anyway, because if you find out that you're being paid 50% more than anybody else in the company, then asking for a raise is a little more problematical than finding out that you're paying 50% less, or that you're getting higher than the industry standard means you want to stay where you are, whether you get the raise or not. If you're being paid 50% less, maybe get your resume up to date. So do the homework of, number one, what your accomplishments are, and be very specific. Don't say, "I did a good job this week." Say that my sales were up 50% over the week before, and whatever. So document it. So your boss, it becomes a no-brainer. Gee, you're doing a really great job. Second of all, know what the surrounding, what people are making, and that doesn't mean that you hack into their email, because you care a little bit about what your coworkers are making, but mostly what the industry standard is. So make sure that you're not asking an unreasonable amount. Be willing to, number three, be very specific about what you want. Saying, "I'd like a raise," is not nearly as effective as saying, "I'd like a 3% raise," or "the industry standard is now 2%, but I think I've done a significantly better job, so I'd like 3%. So ask for something specific. Then be willing to, for example, take maybe 2% now, and in 6 months or 6 weeks or whatever, you get another bump. So you have a specific amount or percentage in mind, you're willing to compromise a little bit on it. Don't threaten. And sometimes there are things, understand that if a company, you also need to know more or less what the health of the company is. If the company's struggling, asking for a raise is not a very wise thing to do, because it's going to view you as clueless and narcissistic. You know, you don't care at all about the well-being of the company, you only care about your own, and you're perfectly willing to watch the company go under as long as you get your piece of the pie, which doesn't make any sense. That isn't how you want to present yourself. So, for example, if you'd like a 10% raise and you think that the company is not prepared to do it, then maybe you ask for half days on Friday, or UX or flex time, or if that you get a an education allowance, or that you're allowed to come in to work from home for one day a week. In other words, figure out what alternative to money you're willing to suggest, because sometimes it's much easier, especially in a difficult economy, for a company to come up with some other plan for you and figure out what it is that you want. So let's see if I can summarize this. Most important, document your success about why you're valuable to the company. Second of all, know what the general, where you are with respect to education, longevity, skill level, and salary for your colleagues both in and outside of the company. Number three, have a very specific goal in mind about either a certain amount of money or a percentage. Number four, be willing to figure out a way of doing that that may make it easy for the company. Number five, figure out what other alternatives other than money, as I said, flex time or being able to work out of home or being able to go to school or whatever it is that may be equally valuable for you. And then decide whether or not this is the line in the sand. You should decide it before you go into the meeting. Because if you're basically, you really love the company and you're really willing, you want to stay there, you just like to make a little more money, then you go in saying, you know, I really love this company, I really love working for you, but I would really like to have a little bit of a bump here. If you hate the company, you still go in willing to negotiate. And depending on how the meeting goes, if someone says, I mean, I know people have come into meetings and with the idea that they're going to get a raise and walked out without a job. So make sure that you go in with the attitude of, you know, I care about this job, I want to keep this job. Because even if you don't, you're much better off to have the extra time to get your resume up to date than getting fired. And if your boss says to you, funny you should mention that, I was about to tell you that we're not very happy with your performance, I would ask for specifics, and then I would get my resume up to date. Okay, I know, a long answer to a short question, but part of it is, you know, the documentation is probably as important as anything else, second only to your attitude. And if you go in loaded for bear, you're much less likely to get things. And I know you think, well, if I say I either get a raise or I'm leaving, most people don't like being threatened. And unless you're really willing to walk out that door at that moment, and even if you are, you probably want a letter of recommendation, and you're much better to do it under your own steam on your own timetable. And my basic rule of thumb is you don't leave a job till you have another job, because otherwise, all of us get a little panicky, or most of us get a little panicky when we don't have a job and we still have bills to pay. So we're likely to take another job that that we don't want. And that is a dead end. And changing jobs with any kind of frequency is not a great thing for your resume. So take the time and figure out if this is a job you want. Also, it may be that you'd like to take on additional responsibilities so you're better able to take a step up to the next rung. And so you can say, look, I would really like a raise, but what I'd like even more than that is additional, you know, I'd like this job or I'd like this responsibility, and I'm willing to come in an hour early and do this. So figure out, because part of how you get a raise is helping your employer understand why you're so valuable to them. And that's your job, to help them understand that. Don't take it personally. This isn't, even though most of us do, this isn't about whether you're likable or lovable. This is about how valuable you are to the company. So present yourself as a competent human being. Try not to cry. Make sure your shoes are shined. Make an appointment. And have the documentation there. And it's perfectly okay if your boss says, look, I'd like to look this over and get back to you, to say absolutely. And that's a great time to have a leave behind of either your accomplishments or your proposals or whatever. Make sure if you're leaving something behind, there are no typos in it, that it's legible, that, you know, don't leave something behind that looks sloppy, because understand that hopefully your boss is looking for a way to give you what you want. But if they're not, putting something with misspellings in it, or they're just going to say, look, if you, you're just not careful about stuff. You're not careful about your own stuff. You're not going to be careful about my stuff. All righty. So has this inspired you, Manny, to ask for a raise?
It has.
He wrote it all down, and there is an email on his way to me. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I wanted to thank you for something that I learned from you many years ago.
Okay.
I have used it for many, many years. At one time you said that if people are complaining and talking to you about some problem, the first thing you say is, thank you for bringing that to my attention. And I have used that for years in my business and have taught it to people. I've taken full credit for it, of course.
Of course.
It has it disarms people. People think, oh, someone's going to help me.
Yeah.
And then you proceed to help.
Well, wow, thank you. Well, I do appreciate that. I think you're absolutely right. You know, that when people are sort of, they're just itching for a fight, they're just saying, look, tell me what we can do to make this better. Just works
absolutely
incredibly well. And saying thank you
absolutely
for bringing it to my attention works really well.
Yes, it certainly does, and it's something that it sounds so simple, but boy, it was great advice in the type of business that I was in. It worked all the time.
What kind of business were you in?
I handled insurance claims.
Oh yeah, yeah.
and you know, people sometimes aren't unhappy with the way things are going.
Like, yeah,
think that they've been taken or whatever. And
yeah. Well,
I never thought so. I mean, I always worked for reputable companies that,
Well, but it's not that so much. It's almost by definition, if you're dealing with an insurance claim, you're dealing with something that's gone wrong. There's been an accident, somebody's gotten sick, somebody's died, a house has gotten wrecked or water or burned or something.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And it doesn't bring out the charm in most of us when we're stressed like that. So.
No, it doesn't. And in the industry too, people get burned out, and then pretty soon everyone that walks in the door, or everyone you talk to
is your enemy. Yeah.
Yeah. What's this one going to try to get?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you'll be interested this morning. I actually had a phone call yesterday from somebody. I had a doctor's appointment, and they called and said, "Well, your insurance bounced." And I said, no, it didn't, just refile it. And then I thought about it overnight. Of course, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm walking around uninsured. And so I called the insurance company, and I got put on hold with one of those press 1 if you're suicidal, press 2, it was awful. So finally, and I thought, I'm going to be on hold for 45 minutes. And so I was off. I put it on speaker, thank goodness. I was off making a cup of tea, and all of a sudden, this voice comes on and says, this is Belinda. So I go running across and say, hi, Belinda, here's my problem. And she said, well, let me take care of that for you. No, she did. She take care of it. She said, is this the case? And I said, no, it's not the case. And she said, well, my data shows this. And I said, well, it changed as of this date. And she said, let me just change that for you. And did. And I said, do I need to do anything else? She said, no, it's done. Call the people back and tell them to resubmit the claim in about 10 days. So I thought, oh, I love this woman.
Yes.
Because, yep. And her attitude was exactly the same of yours. Of, okay, let's take care of it. And she said two things. She said, thank you. She says, I'm sorry that you were inconvenienced, which is pretty minor, although at 4 o'clock in the morning it didn't seem that way. But she also said, thank you for being so nice about this. And I thought, you know what? She has learned the lesson of customer service, which is, people have it on their little bumper stickers all the time. They just don't pay any attention to it, which is the customer's always right. And as opposed to last night, I took a friend to happy hour, which started at 4:30, and we were there at because I'd been there before, and at 5 o'clock you can't get in, so we were there at 4:25 or something, and the woman said it doesn't start till 4:30, and I said, yeah, I know, it's in 5 minutes. She said, you'll have to wait outside, and I thought, honey, somebody hasn't told you about customer service,
right?
So
absolutely, and we see it all the time, but
boy, we do.
If every once in a while people will think of that and say, thank you for bringing that to my attention. It was smart advice, and you're a smart lady.
Well, thank you for calling. That was really nice for you to sort of remember it and give me a holler. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All righty.
Again, I appreciate it. Thank you, Doctor.
My pleasure. It's one of those things that it's probably the question I get asked the most frequently, which is, do you ever get to hear the rest of the story? And the answer is seldom. And it's certainly one of the limitations and one of the, I suppose at the beginning it might have been a frustration, except that I've always been really good at understanding what the limitations of any particular situation are, and you just accept them for what they are. And when I'm a therapist, as I said, I will tell you that the secret about therapy, as far as I'm concerned, which it does not make it universal, that if you're a therapist, the beginning of therapy is really interesting and exciting because you've got this person. It's kind of like this huge puzzle because people don't usually come into therapy being very clear about exactly what the problem is. if they were that clear, they probably could manage it on their own. So, but usually, you know, you get to sort through it. It's like a big, it's like a big Agatha Christie question, you know, mystery. But by about the third or the fourth session, if you're, you know, if you've had any experience at it or at all intuitive or whatever it is that it takes, you've usually figured it out, which is completely irrelevant because it doesn't make any difference what you figured out. The client has to figure it out. So the beginning of therapy is wonderful. It's exciting. The end of therapy is even better because usually people have gotten better. They have more insight. They're leading better lives. They're in better shape and happier than they were when they first approached you. The middle of therapy is kind of like watching paint dry because you figured it out by the third or fourth session. And it's not that people don't occasionally surprise you, and it's not why you have to pay attention. But the middle is not terribly interesting just because you figured it out and you just have to help them to get to the same place because it doesn't make any difference what your insight is. They need to have the insight. So, but I mean, the advantage of therapy from the therapist's point of view is you get to see the person week after week after week. So you get to know them better and that's kind of fun. The advantage of what I do with y'all is there's no middle. Right? It's all the beginning and the end to a very large extent. The difficulty is that I quite often don't get to hear the end. I don't get to hear what happens next. And sometimes I do. Like every once in a while, somebody like Bill will call up and say, well, you know, this is, you know, I called you a year ago or I called you 5 years ago or I didn't even call you. I just heard you and this was helpful. Or I heard this and I tried it and didn't work. Can you help me with this again? But the fun for me and the excitement has always been, and I've been doing this for, as you know, quite some period of time, is it's all the beginning and the end. So as a therapist, this is what I should probably be doing. I never sort of tap my foot or sort of, I never fell asleep on a client. I mean, I didn't do any of that stuff. But this is more fun. So 855-993-7569, and I really do appreciate when you guys call me back and either tell me that something worked or something didn't work. And it's not about, you know, the Joy Fan Club as much as it's really nice to hear, and I think it's not only nice for me to hear, it's nice for the listeners to hear. I'll get an email from a listener saying, remember that call about this? Did they ever get back in touch with you? And usually when they get back in touch, I'll share it with you because I assume you're as curious as I am. And if you're not, well, how come? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these Pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.